I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Bill Gates has been a major contributor in the fight against climate change, but he has now issued a memo that changes course and critics say is confusing. Let's see if we can explain what's being said. Part of the memo sounds pessimistic when it comes to reaching the short-term goals that have been set by the international community regarding reducing greenhouse emissions. In a CNBC interview, Gates says the near-term goals are unachievable.
We won't achieve our best goal, the 1.5 or even the 2 degrees. And as we go about trying to minimize that, we have to frame it in terms of overall human welfare, not just everything should be solely for climate.
So he says that means diverting funds from those things that have been most efficient in fighting global warming to preventing suffering, particularly in the world's poorest countries. The memo says given the choice between eradicating malaria and a tenth of a degree warming, he says today's suffering needs to be tackled, and that's disease. Critics say the memo is confusing. Jeffrey Sachs, director of the Center for Sustainable Development at Columbia, calls the memo pointless, vague, unhelpful, and confusing. He says there's no reason to pit poverty reduction against climate transformation, that both are feasible, and readily so, if the big oil lobby is brought under control. Gates admits that his memo is a bit confusing, saying, if you think climate is not important, you won't agree with the memo. If you think climate is the only cause and apocalyptic, you won't agree with the memo.
Climate is a super important problem. There's enough innovation here to avoid super bad outcomes.
But critics say that's assuming technology to fight climate change progresses at its current pace. It has already begun to be cut away with comments like those of President Donald Trump saying climate change is a hoax. Princeton climate scientist Michael Oppenheimer says climate change is already wreaking havoc and asks, can we truly live in a technological bubble? Stanford climate scientist Chris Field says there is room for a healthy discussion about whether the current framing of the climate crisis is too pessimistic. So Gates says the cataclysmic projections and fears of climate change won't be felt for a long time, and maybe it's time to deal with the world's immediate health problems, while saying climate change is still important. Is it possible that the two things can be done, right and wrong, at the same time? Is all the doomsday talk about climate change at this point in the debate helpful? Are we taking our eye off the ball when it comes to climate change challenge because people are saying we can't reach those short-term goals? Does human suffering around the globe need to be addressed in a more critical fashion? Is there no way to fight global health problems and seriously address climate change at the same time? If not, why not? Don't both seem to be very serious problems that need to be addressed by critical thinking global health science as well as climate science? Why does it have to be either or? Make any sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.